Rocky View Schools is asking the provincial government to provide funding to build new schools in the area in hopes of addressing a rapidly growing student population. The Rocky View Schools, RVs, 2023-26 capital plan includes a request for provincial funding for new schools in Airdrie, Cochrane and Chestermere. RVS's student population grows annually at a rate of roughly 750 to 1,000 new students, making it among the fastest-growing school divisions in the province and in dire need of new space for students. RVS is creative in maximizing the existing space to offer the best learning environment possible. But more space is urgently required, said RVS board chairwoman Fiona Gilbert. With at least 3 years required to design and construct a school, RVS is in critical need of new school approvals and funding. According to statements issued by RVS, the school division's utilization rate is expected to be at 101% by 2026, even with the expected opening of a new high school in Langdon and an addition to Bow Valley High School in Cochrane. Prioritizing provincial capital funding to build new schools in RVs is vital as modular classrooms added to schools and school additions are just not keeping pace with the growth we are seeing in our urban communities, Gilbert said. With hundreds of children expected in these communities, the need for space is immediate. RVs listed several communities where they believe new school developments should be prioritized. Airdrie was chief among those, with a need for both a kindergarten to grade 8 school and a need for a new high school. Also prioritized was Chestermere, which RV said needs a new kindergarten to grade 9 facility and Cochrane, which is in urgent need of a kindergarten to grade 5 school. The capital plan, which was approved on March 24, will be sent to the provincial government for consideration, with any announcements stemming from the plan not expected until the 2023 provincial budget is announced. Gilbert said that currently, RVs is sitting at roughly 87% capacity. That leaves the school division with some leeway before they reach maximum capacity, but not much if developments aren't started soon. As of today, we're okay in our schools, Gilbert said. Next year, they're going to get a little squishier, and then the year after that a little more. It's really that 2025-2026 school year where we hit that 100% plus capacity. Gilbert said that if no new schools are announced by the province, the division would be forced to entertain alternative measures to address capacity issues. We have some short-term options, none of which are ideal, Gilbert said. Some would be to start using spaces in schools that weren't designed to be classrooms as classrooms. For example, your learning commons or library might get turned into a classroom. We need the funding and the announcement now, so that in 3 years we're not at this, holy smokes, point where we're wondering where we're going to put these kids, Gilbert added.